Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. If you're new, welcome. My name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher. I am also a conscious manifestation coach and a Reiki level 2 practitioner. I am here for a purpose. I am a key holder and I am a divine blueprint holder and a divine blueprint deliverer. I am also a manifesting generator. So a lot of things that I have found out about myself through past life regression and just through awakening, right, on this journey. So again, I'm here for a purpose. So stepping into that purpose, I'm sharing information with you guys now in this series about awakening to the fifth dimension, the journey of self-realization. This is episode 7 in a 10-part series, and this episode is on unity consciousness. So unity consciousness is a spiritual and metaphysical concept that represents really a profound shift in awareness and perception, right? Going from that belief that it's just you against the world, right? Or the world against you, to unity consciousness. You really are connected to everything. Everything is connected to you. This concept actually goes much deeper when you get into the fact that you are the creator of your reality. You are co-creating with humanity, etc. But we're going to stick to unity consciousness today. In the future, I will dive a little bit deeper into really kind of what that means as far as being connected to all that is. All right, so unity consciousness involves recognizing and experiencing a fundamental oneness or unity with all of existence. Transcending the illusion of separation. There is no separation between you and another being, another, you know, individual, another animal, another plant, another time and space. There is no separation, only the illusion of separation. All right. So this concept plays a central role in discussions, you know, of the fifth dimensional shift and the awakening process, particularly in terms of fostering compassion and empathy. So here's an explanation. Oneness. Unity consciousness is a realization, again, that all life, all beings, and the entire universe are interconnected and part of a single unified field of consciousness. It transcends a perception of separateness that characterizes, you know, our ordinary ego-driven state of consciousness, right? Then there's transcending duality, right? So it involves transcending dualistic thinking, where experiences are categorized as either good or bad, self or other, right? Instead, it emphasizes a holistic perspective that acknowledges that the interdependence of all things. And then higher levels of consciousness. So unity consciousness is often associated, you know, with higher states of consciousness, right? So we kind of we transcend that individualistic, egoic point of view, and we move into those higher states of consciousness and really then begin to see that everything really is connected, all right? And these higher states of consciousness are often attributed to the fifth dimension, right? I mean, we're moving through states of consciousness beyond the third dimension into the fourth dimension. And there are planes of existence, right? Within the dimensions. So we are always moving, through these levels. So the it's considered a shift, right? Moving into these higher states of consciousness, realizing that everything is connected, right? That this idea of unity consciousness, it's considered a shift from third dimensional reality, our current reality, or most people's reality, right? Many of us have transcended beyond a third dimensional reality where we're able to observe it, but we're now, more in the higher states of consciousness. And we see beyond those limitations, etc. Now, the third 3D reality, still exists, it's there. But again, many of us are able to, instead of reacting to it as much, interacting with it as much, we're able to observe it more. At least that's been my experience. All right, so these higher levels of consciousness and understanding or coming to the realization of unity consciousness, okay, it's that shift from 3D to 5D. And again, it's characterized by a greater understanding of this interconnectedness and unity. All right, now the role in the fifth dimensional shift, okay? We've got conscious evolution. So unity consciousness is seen as a pretty significant step in the conscious evolution of humanity, right? The fifth dimensional shift is believed to involve an awakening to this higher state of awareness, where we collectively recognize our interconnectedness and begin to live in harmony with each other on the planet. And then this higher vibrational state, the fifth dimension, is often associated with a higher vibrational frequency, right? Where fear and separation are replaced by love and compassion and unity. And of course, the shift is seen as the next step on our spiritual evolution, okay? And then living in love. So in the fifth dimension, it's believed that people will live from the heart, making decisions based on love and compassion. And this shift is seen as necessary. It's a necessary response to the challenges our world faces, such as things like environmental issues and conflict, etc. All right, now the awakening process and fostering compassion and empathy. Let's talk about that for a sec. So we've got five key points here that I want to go over. The first is expanded awareness. The awakening process involves an expansion of awareness, okay, where individuals begin to question their reality. We begin to question our reality and the nature of existence. This questioning leads to a deeper exploration of consciousness and the interconnectedness of all life. Now, I realize that some of you guys this may not be new to you, but again, the 7-part or this 10-part series, I wanted to go through these different aspects of, awakening to the fifth dimension, right? Really this journey, this self-realization journey. So there's much more to this. And again, I'll discuss that in future episodes. So I just wanted to, in this series, I wanted to just touch on the basics. So, and some of you, this may be your first time hearing this. So hopefully this sheds some light on, kind of this awakening process and and how we're moving forward, etc. All right, now let's talk. The next point was transcending the ego. It is, FYI, it's like 2 a.m. I have been recording for the past couple of hours, so I think I'm about at the end of recording for the day now. So if I sound a little bit tired, that's why. But I'm excited. I like doing this. I like talking about this stuff, and I like sharing it with you guys. So again, transcending the ego. So awakening often entails transcending the ego, which is responsible for much of our separation or our separative thinking. The ego, as it grips, or as the ego's grip loosens, as we begin to awaken, as we rise to higher states of consciousness, we become more open to the experiences and perspectives of others. And that leads us to empathy and compassion. With an expanded awareness and a diminishing ego, because the ego really does sort of kind of settle down a bit, I guess you could say, you know, we tend to experience higher levels of empathy and compassion for others. No more blaming others, no more judging, no more judging ourselves, no more judging others, and really no more blaming ourselves and no more blaming others. So not only do we gain compassion and empathy for others, but also for ourselves. You know, we become more attuned to the emotions and the needs of others, and then are more inclined to act in ways that benefit the collective, all of humanity. And the thing is, we first really do that work within. When we become attuned to our own emotions and needs, we're better able to help others. Now, everything is just a reflection anyway. So everything we are experiencing, everything we are seeing in others is a reflection of something going on within us internally. And I don't want to get into that too deep in this episode, but everything is a reflection. Everything is our mirror. All right. Let's talk about service to others. So awakening also frequently leads individuals to a service to others orientation. Right, that can kind of become the move to the forefront of your thinking. You're no longer thinking so much about yourself, or not necessarily you know, particularly, but those on the awakening journey, that often there's often that shift there. Right, they start thinking more of others, service to others, and service to self, and that comes from the ego kind of stepping aside a little bit, you know, and then it's that love, right, and that compassion that you're now feeling, just it tends to motivate you to help and lift and uplift others rather than just pursuing self-centered goals. It's just something that naturally occurs, you know, on this awakening journey. You know, and it stems from an understanding, again, of this interconnectedness, this unity consciousness. Everything is connected. And then just the desire to contribute to the overall greater good. And that leads us to collective healing, because this process ultimately leads to collective healing. When you do the work on yourself, you've awakened, you understand everything's connected, You stop judging, you stop blaming yourself and others, etc. You start treating yourself better, treating others better, then this that excuse me, that leads to this collective healing. But again, that it begins within you first, okay? And then this that's reflected outward. This collective healing and transformation begins to occur. And as more of us, more people experience unity consciousness, that energy can ripple through society and contribute to positive changes in how we relate to one another and to the world. So you have a huge impact on the world, whether you believe it or not, right? I mean, you are the creator of your reality. I know this series is not about that, but you are the creator of your reality. You have a huge impact on what you're experiencing. Okay, you have an impact on others. Your light in and of itself has an impact on others. All right. Let's close this out. So it's important to note that discussions of the fifth dimensional shift and unity consciousness are primarily considered within the realm of metaphysics and spirituality. Not everybody is open to these concepts, and not everybody has experienced an awakening. Not everybody has experienced this feeling of unity and connectedness with all that is. Many people have, not all have. So again, just the discussion in and of itself, right, is primarily again within the realm of metaphysics and spirituality. So they're not universally accepted in mainstream science, at least not yet, or philosophy yet. However, for those of us who explore and embrace these ideas, we have the ability to offer this compelling vision of a more harmonious and compassionate world, where our interconnectedness is recognized and celebrated. And humanity is really moving in that direction despite what's playing on the world stage right now. Humanity is really moving in that direction. But it really comes down to you. It really comes down to you. Can you be harmonious and compassionate within yourself? Can you feel connected to yourself? Okay. Can you love yourself? And to be able to do those things, again, will reflect outward and you will be able to assist others. All right. It's probably about time that I go to bed. So I'm going to close out this episode. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode on unity consciousness. Let me take a look and see what next week's episode is on. Oh, so next week we're going to talk about the fifth dimension and beyond. Everybody's trying to get the fifth dimension, right? It's not some place we're trying to go. It's just a state of consciousness. We're moving there via our state of consciousness. All right. We'll all get there eventually. It's an exciting time. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys all in the next episode. All right. Bye now.